ever wondered if God is speaking through the events in history? I mean, why would he? Because it gets all of our attention. In my brand new book, Numbers That Prophesy, we dive deep into how the Creator uses numbers and dates and even symbols to tell his story in the major headlines. From the event of Lincoln's assassination to the sinking of the Titanic, there's a divine message woven into all of it. And it isn't just history, it's prophetic history, and it's his story. So get ready to see how prophecy isn't just about the future. It's actually about finding out God's voice in the midst of the past, and then it makes sense in the right now. Let's sharpen your spiritual understanding, your spiritual awareness, and let's go deeper and deeper into the Lord and into his amazing message. Grab your copy today and start decoding his divine fingerprints.
Well, hello, friends. Blessings and peace on you. Shay Wilbur here. It's so good to be back. It's been a couple weeks since I've joined the Pulse community, joined the fam here, and I'm so happy to be back. Obviously, filling in for Pastor Troy. We'll get to that in a second and let you know where he is still hanging out. He actually gets back tonight, so I'm really excited to have him back in the saddle tonight for church service this evening. But we've got a really exciting Pulse for you guys today. We're diving into prophetic dreams, the heart behind rescuing kids, and all that's happening with the new movie Dream, which if you've been a part of this Pulse community, you are well acquainted with it. But we actually have the star, director, writer of the movie in studio with us today. I'm so excited, Ben Pauling. So we will get to that in just a minute. But first, let's welcome the crew. Thanks for letting me steal the seat that you were in yesterday, Zach.
Hey, it was an honor to give it up to you today. I feel good. I'm back on the computer talking to ODX peeps, and I appreciate everybody that's tuning in today. Make sure you comment your location. Let us know where you're watching from. We love to see where the audience is and just who we're reaching for the kingdom of God, and we appreciate you being here.
Yeah, and Rebecca, the lovely Rebecca Tamayo, how are you? Thank you. I miss being here.
A whole week not being here is so weird.
It literally feels like forever.
I know, but it's a must. We were talking about how important it is to rest and disconnect, and you come back refreshed and you come ready to go at 100%.
Yeah.
Pastor Troy says there's no time to hesitate. There's no time to stop. The kingdom is here. The sky is not falling. The kingdom is here. So there's a lot of work to be done. So
yeah, there
we
is.
We are so excited.
And lots of things to celebrate. Also, the release of Pastor Troy's new book, Numbers That Prophesy. You can pre-order this right now on shop.troybrewer.com. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be here in person on Sunday, you can literally get your physical copy in person.
That's going to be amazing.
Yes, that is so excited. It's so cool. And it's just, I'm excited to dive in. I mean, I was just like thumbing through the pages and seeing how he literally has different moments in history and decodes that really spiritually and prophetically and what that means with the numbers. And, it's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's just amazing how he said it's prophetic history. I would have never thought of that, and how he breaks it down, how the Lord gives them revelation through everything that has happened in the world and, you know, and just to time it, the time of it all.
It's so good.
It is amazing.
Yeah. And it just helps you realize like there is a time for everything. And God is intentional about that. Yeah. Right now, Pastor Troy is in Durango. Mm-hmm. So he is there. They've been seeing kids, first of all, that we're pouring into, which I hear that's been amazing. And then also meeting with government officials, which is a huge part of, you know, what we are called to do, rescue the rescuer and train nations. He posted this on X. Next level meeting with the staff of the governor of Durango. God is opening up doors with government officials, the attorney general, the surgeon general, head of the ministry for children, head of the state police, and the head of ministry of tourism. Durango is literally partnering with us to rescue kids. And this is training nations.
Amen.
We're not just rescuing kids and training others to rescue. We are training literal nations to rescue. And that is incredible how the doors are just flying open. Mm-hmm. And God is using really what Pastor Troy and Leanna have sown for the past 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, we've been seeing it. We've been hearing it. Also, Pastor Troy said at the beginning of the year, this is the year of the open door.
Yeah.
And we are open door church. So I think it's so amazing how God has just flung wide.
Yeah.
Now it's up to us to walk in them and take action. And that's what he's doing.
Yeah. And you guys saw Ben was on the side of that. Can we get that picture again?
Yeah,
Ben cleaned up so nice in his suit. Look at him.
Look at Pastor Ben.
I know.
That boy.
Cleaned up all the way over on the left.
He's smiling about that scorpion taco.
Okay. Well, this is why he's smiling. You guys, look at what Ben sent us a picture of. He ate this. It's a taco with a scorpion on it. He ate it and he lived to tell the story. When he's back in studio, we'll have to ask him how that was. Look at that. Are you joking? There is no way you could not pay me enough money to eat that. But that's why we love Ben. He lives life on the edge.
We love it. He sent us pictures. We're like, what are you doing? But I was like, hey, there's chicharron and there's pork belly in there. So I guess that mix with scorpion in there must be amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. But what I do know is I am really excited to get to our show today. So before we bring in our guest, who's sitting here so quietly, we're so excited.
I'm excited.
What is happening? Yeah, always so funny. I'm like, you're right in front of me. We're going to introduce you in a second, I promise. Yes. Why don't you just make some quick announcements for those who might be joining us for the first time?
All right, so don't forget to like, share, comment. When you comment, when you share, when you repost, you're not just sharing it, but you are being a media missionary, and this is what we're all about. I know we talk about missions trip. Our recent, tomorrow, actually, we have a Brownsville trip down to Mexico, and there is a lot of people that signed up, but if you are not able to do it, like Rebecca, how do I be a media missionary, right? You can do that by sharing and clicking and posting. Also, we have in a couple of weeks, our search is on December the 18th, which it is our Christmas play
by
our own pastor, Pauline, our worship pastor.
It?
Yeah, wow. It is going to be amazing. Our kids are involved. It is amazing. There's going to be cocoa, Santa, food, fun. So please make time for Wednesday, December the 18th at 7 p.m. Also, our new tickets for the New Beginning Conference are up now. So you go to opendoorexperience.com/events. The tickets are on sale. If you missed the BOGO sale, you still have time. Yeah, that was on Tuesday. You still have time for the January 15th through the 18th. And we have a lineup of prophetic, amazing, and Pastor Troy's going to release a prophetic word for 2025. And we are so excited for that.
Yeah. And what's really cool is we're having a special ODX gathering for our family.
Zach and I, you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I just know it's going to be a big move of God. We're going to have an opportunity to connect with people that are watching from all over the world that come in for this event. And we would love for you to be one of them. It's going to be really special. We're going to have some joy. We're going to have some laughter. We're going to introduce maybe a new show. We're going to have some smoke machines. We're going to have some
red carpet.
A little red carpet.
Okay.
Little fun announcements, little giveaways, little prizes, little opportunities for you to engage with Pastor Troy and the team here. And it's just going to be really special. And speaking of special, we have so many people that are special with us watching right now on ODX.TV, which is our exclusive subscriber platform to where you can kind of see more content, go behind the veil, and really just partner with this ministry with your subscription. And we have Kathy from Georgia watching today. We have Melissa from Lakewood, Colorado. We got Helen from Oklahoma. We have Rhonda from Joshua, Texas, which is Pastor Troy's old stomping grounds. We got Aaron Ash from Cleburne. We have Pastor Mark from South Africa in the house. That's so cool watching all the way over there. We have Della from big old Burleson. We got Nicole from Arkansas. We have Joe from Salisbury. We have Robin Day from Arizona. My friend Tanya from Liberty Hill, Texas, who actually Tanya came for the first time this Sunday to meet Pastor Troy myself.
Wow.
And she gifted him a picture of Stevie Ray Vaughan artwork. It was so beautiful.
I bet he loved that.
I know, he was geeked up about
she
it.
Knew
so
the
shout
way
out
was
Tanya. Yeah, for real. She brought her mom Sharon too. They were just really special to be able to connect with us in person. So cool how people are willing to come. She's actually from Kansas City. Came all the way down to meet Pastor Troy and come to the church. So super cool.
Amazing. Well, that's cool. We always love when you guys say hi. So if you ever are in town and visiting, don't feel like you have to be strangers. Like, come up, find us. We're here. We're walking around. So, so find us and say hello. We love meeting all of you. So with that, our guest today came all the way from California. I'm so excited that you guys are going to get to know a little bit more just what Ben Pauling is all about. And he is one of the creators of the movie, the Dream movie that we have previewed on here. And before we bring him in officially, let's take a look at this incredible trailer that has since gone viral. Take a look at this.
Find her, all right? Trust me.
My daughter is missing!
The search continues for missing 5-year-old Jamie Walker, who disappeared at a motocross event last month.
I had a dream last night.
It happened, all of it, even the screen. This guy's got something going on in there.
Think you might have Jamie?
You're trying to tell me that God sent you a dream to go break into a warehouse.
A lot of ways this could go wrong.
You got two strikes. You shouldn't be doing this.
I hear the cries too. Evil tries to bury it, but it can't. Something's waiting for you. More than you dreamed.
Wow, chills. Anyone else?
For real. I'm like, I'm going to go see it right now.
I feel like every time I see that trailer, I've seen it a few times now, and I tear up. I get chills. I mean, it is so powerful. Ben, welcome to the Pulse in person.
Thank you.
It's
for having
so good to have you.
It's good to see you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we just saw you on there. So you're the star of the film.
Yeah.
As well as the writer and the director.
Yeah.
Wear a lot of hats, dude.
Yeah. How do you even do that? how is it physically possible to be directing it and starring in it at the same time?
It's also my brother's a co-director, so that helps. And you have a whole team that's, you know, alongside you when you're making a film. But it's difficult.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for sharing this film with us and with the world. That trailer, as we just saw, that's what went viral, right? Recently, was it over the weekend?
Oh no. So kind of the story of the film was, I had this dream 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I wrote a screenplay from that dream in 2021. And then it was a short film. Then I changed it into a feature screenplay 2022. We made this kind of concept trailer, and we just pretty much just shot some clips of what was in the screenplay to make a trailer.
To see if people would be interested enough for you to say, okay, let's fund this and make it a full movie.
Yeah. And so we shopped that around Hollywood, and everyone's like, oh, this is like the best trailer I've, you know, concept sizzle was what they call it that we've seen. And, but no one wanted to make a movie about trafficking. No one was interested in that. In fact, Sound of Freedom was on the shelf. So the whole subject was like, oh, you know, that's not good for marketing or distribution. Yeah. That's not going to make any.
Which is so interesting. So why? It's like Troy always says, the people that are, that try to like push it down, like there's usually a reason.
Because they're funding it.
Yeah. Because they're funding it.
Well, they're either funding it or they're associated
some
with
vested
it.
Interest.
And it's a spiritual thing for sure that just the enemy wants to ignore, make people ignore. And so beginning at 2023, I went on this fast, and I was actually the first 7 days of January, just full fast. And I actually saw one of Troy's videos on YouTube where he's talking about the girl that was rescued that he had a dream about meeting her and that she was going to be healed from that dream. And I took my brother and everyone else that was in our team, and I had them rewatch that video of him sharing that testimony. I was like, I don't know what it is about this, but you guys got to watch this. And then just remembering that, I kind of got inspired to write a character based off that little girl and put it in our screenplay.
Wow.
Additionally to our screenplay, because there was there's these kids that are in there, but specifically her, kind of tailoring it to that story. And then fast forward, I just hear from the Lord to post that concept trailer that we made, just put it online. And so I was going to go through, I was like, well, the smart way to do it would be to get someone else that has a big platform.
Right.
Or a big,
to get their following.
Yeah. So that have them post it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had did that and reached out to, you know, cause a buddy of mine told me that, oh, there's been movies that have been funded or crowdfunded off TikTok. So you should try that. And so I reached out to an account that posts movie type stuff, and they posted it, and I got a couple of views. And then I made a short, cause that was like a 3 minute trailer. And then I made a shorter one. And they were going to post that, but it wasn't working for some reason on their thing. The sound or whatever wasn't working. So I actually, while I was Well, I mean, I was breaking the law because I was posting all driving to church, and I was like, oh, I'll need to just try it. So I just posted it on accident. And in fact, it was like just to see if it would upload.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it even had like a screen, it was a screen recording. So like
I had my
music I was listening to on Spotify, and then I click out and.
Oh my gosh. It was literally a screen recording.
And then within like 10 minutes, like 50,000, 100,000.
No way.
People saw it, and over 10 million people have seen those trailer. And that was the concept trailer.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And that opened up a lot of doors with news and podcasts. And that was around the time that my brother called Troy at the church here, because we had been looking for kind of ministries that are really doing like the real work. And I went and looked at a lot of the numbers on like how many rescues certain organizations have. There's some organizations where we're at that we were talking to, but the combination of, you know, who Troy is, the amount of work that you guys are doing, I really thought, you know, my dad especially thought like that, you know, the work that you guys are doing is amazing. So reached out hoping that we wanted to make this film. We're going to be raising money to make this film, and I wanted to find someone that we could partner with to be able to actually make sure that this film goes towards helping rescues. And so called him up. Troy's really into movies, so he starts telling us that there's a girl they haven't had this ever happen before, but she was just retaken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't telling anyone publicly about it. It was just literally what was going on right then. And then he says her name, Franciella, and then my brother's like, I think it's that girl that you wrote in your screenplay that was just retaken again.
Whoa.
And then, you know, because our trailer went viral, I got in contact with a lot of people that are Navy SEALs and ex-military. My brother did. He was getting in contact with the guys that, you know, work with Tim Ballard and Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And, you know, all those squirrel guys, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Secret squirrels.
Secret squirrels. Yeah. Everyone talks about.
But, so my brother actually said, I want to help you find this little girl. Let me see if these people I just started talking to would also try to help see what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they were about to go and
kick the doors.
Yeah. Wow. But obviously there was a more, godly, miraculous way that rescue took place.
Whatever we got to do to get the kids back. I mean, really.
Yeah. But it ended up being just powerful, testimony. And that's kind of led to, you know, partnerships. And then, I went on a bunch of different excursions, and God was just having me travel the country, and I was just saying yes. Like, I don't know, you know, I was listening to the Lord and just proposed it and just saying yes and just following wherever God I felt was leading. I didn't know where anything, you know, what was going to happen. Yeah. I just was just saying yes. And so God, you know, led us to us raising a lot of money. And we went into production. You know, that's the trailer you just saw was the trailer. That was from the, you know, full length film now. And we're still filming. We have more filming to do. We've been doing it on, you know, with the miraculous loaves and fishes that God's given us, which is in my world, you know, way more funding than I've ever seen. But the scale of the projects, you know, it's like a studio film the way we're making it. We're taking a lot of time, you know, with all of these.
And it shows. And, like, it does not look like, I mean, it
doesn't look rushed.
Sadly, like when you think of a faith-based film or, you know, a Christian film, there's like a certain something that goes along with it. It just is. And because, I mean, the funding is massive what you need.
Yeah.
And also, it's so many things. But like watching that trailer, that looks like a feature film, I would see.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, in a theater, even though theater is kind of like old school now, but it's so compelling and so well done.
Yeah. And it's amazing that kind of there's some actors in there that, you know, have been in some really great films recently, like, you know, Kevin Costner's Western films, one of the main guys in that. And, we actually have Cameron Haynes, so he's a big bow hunter. Mm-hmm. He's in it. We're going to be reshooting some scenes and shooting more. We got, a really amazing, man of faith that's kind of come to faith in his last couple of years. Who he's really famous in skateboarding. His name is Ryan Sheckler. He's like one of the top
skateboarders in the world. Yeah, that's cool.
And he's just people that are all in. They're like literally like not. They're not doing it for the money. Right. They're literally like,
they know it's going to be big. There's going to be something special about it.
Yeah.
That like they have a foreshadow of like what that's going to be.
Well, yeah, because I think they recognize when something's real and when it's going to have impact. And a lot of people have. A lot of people are behind the film in the ranks waiting for it to be released. And it is going to be a big film once it's finished. Yeah, we're still in the process right now of, fighting the battle to get through it, but it's been a crazy journey, amazing journey. And I wouldn't, I'm just so thankful that God's hands over it and that I get to be a part of it,
So you've been working on this for since 2021, correct? As far as like shooting, or 2022 is when you started shooting?
Well, we started shooting this year.
Okay.
For the actual film. But yeah, I had the dream. We started developing it 4 years ago. Well, I guess 3 years ago.
Okay.
In 2021.
In that time, have you worked on other projects, or has this been your baby and like your main thing that you're like sewing all your time into?
Yeah. I mean, my brother's taken other work. I've been super focused on this. There's been other screenplays that, we've developed with certain production companies and stuff like that. Yeah. But no, this has been the main focus. This has been something that as soon as I had that dream, I felt just like not okay with working on anything else. I just felt like I had to,
like a divine,
I had
assignment
to see this through before I could focus on anything else, because the fact that it has to do with this real issue, and God's heart just made me really strong for what these kids are going through, and that I didn't want to waste another day and do something else when every night they're having to go through this horrific nightmare. And that's really what this story's about, is the heart of God for these kids that are unseen, that are ignored. And that often that's the way I find that the Holy Spirit's treated as well, it's just ignored and not recognized. And I feel like that's very similar to the heart of God of, wanting people to wake up, and wake up to Him and wake up to, the cries of these children.
Amen. Yeah.
And so that's the heart and the kind of purpose behind the film.
It's interesting.
It's been.
You say, when you said like wake up, or like the open your eyes to the heart of God in this, since working here, I mean, this is my first time, since being on board with TBM and Open Door, it's like you're surrounded and you're just like entrenched in this issue, and you're so aware. And it's just so interesting that you see, once your eyes are open to it, then you see more. And I mean, the Holy Spirit in the same way, it's like your eyes are open to Him, and then he will speak to you constantly, but it's interesting because it really is like human trafficking is such an issue, and it is in front of our faces, whether we realize it or not. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's so important to have films like this, that help other people's eyes to be opened.
Amen.
And I just trust, and I believe God's going to give you like that supernatural wisdom in every step of like the editing and the, every single person that's coming alongside you, I think it's so cool that he used such an, like your TikTok, that was an accidental upload to go viral. And it just shows that like literally when God's hand is on something, like that should be a moment that you return back to. And I'm sure you do when you're in those, like you're discouraged or you're like, oh my gosh, this is taking so long or whatever.
Yeah.
God's hand is on this and he has a plan clearly.
Yeah. You just lean not on your own understanding. You just acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your steps. And that's, you got to just get out of your head and follow what God's saying to do in the spirit.
And it's cool because talking with you, I can tell that God's opening up all these like really cool doors. And like, let's be real, like you've made a trailer so far and you've had a dream, like God is opening up these doors of like new territory for you to step in to get this out there before you've actually even done the full work.
Right.
Which I think that's really powerful,
because
that shows that there's like a supernatural favor and fruit is already happening from it.
Yeah.
And like, imagine, I'm just excited to see like what actually happens when it's a finished product.
Yeah.
It's in theaters. People are talking about it. People are sharing it. Big names like Cameron Haynes is going on Joe Rogan talking about his role in it. Yeah. And to just see it like expand. Yeah. I'm prophesying that right now.
Yeah,
Cameron Haynes, well, he already said he is. Rogan, so.
You know what he said?
He did say he was wanting to do that.
Which is like, that's awesome. The biggest platform in the world as far as podcast goes right now. And imagine that happens. Yeah. And then, there's just so much goodness that's going to come from this movie.
There's been a lot of people that are aware of it now that, are more than willing to promote it once it's released. But, you know, like Troy, and several others have partnered with us in faith prior to that, which is awesome. You know, and
is there like a sense of urgency in your spirit? I'm writing a book right now and I'm like, I have a sense of urgency, like finish it. Do you have that similar thing for this movie?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Is that hard to be patient for like when the shooting seasons are optimal?
It's definitely the patience part. Not so much. It's just the, making sure, okay, am I doing everything I need to do?
Yeah.
You know? That's a good perspective.
And not just
that's
waiting.
Yeah.
Am I listening? Am I, you know?
Yeah.
Am I doing everything I need to do? And what do I need to do? You know, just pressing in, you know, listening, you know, because I find a lot of times I've had to kind of realize, okay, I got to slow down, because it's not about like just doing a bunch of stuff. It's what's God breathing and what God's saying, because you can start a bunch of, you know, frenzy and stuff going on and be wasting your time. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I asked you about, like, is this your main focus? Because with all these different things, you're like...
There's been, and then that's the thing, was like when doors do open, like walking through them and how to walk through them, which ones should you walk through just because you have open doors.
I know, because we always think like every opportunity is the golden opportunity, but really it's just a new opportunity.
Yeah, and it can be a distraction. Like the enemy can use those things to distract you.
That's the thing. I think that is the biggest challenge, is to discern, like taking time just to discern, is this right? Is this, you know... And that, more than patience, I would say, is at least for right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll wait as long as it takes to do the right thing, you know, and I find you have to have that patience, especially if you're a filmmaker, because there's a lot of movies that you know, are our favorite films that took a long time to make, you know. Yeah, Inception took 10 years to make.
Really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And they didn't film it for 10 years, but just 10 years of developing
process.
It. And, you know, through the process of this, I've done a lot of research into some of the best films I've made, or the hardest films to make, you know, to hear the stories of Passion of the Christ, or, you know, Sound of Freedom. I was sitting on the shelf for like 5 years after they made it, right? Mm-hmm. So just it takes, you know, you have to have a lot of endurance when you're a filmmaker of realizing, okay, this is a long, and one movie could take a long time, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, I think of it as... Everything they're doing now, though, is just like they're just churning it out. And the way movies are made now is, you know, back 20, 30 years ago, when a lot of my favorite films, movies shot for a long time, like several months, sometimes, you know, 4 to 5 months, depending on which movie it was. Nowadays, 20 days is the norm to make a movie.
Whoa, really?
And you could tell
you're like
by the quality of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless it's one of those top tier directors, which they're shooting, they get those four or five months or 6 months. But most films are shot very quick. And the way we've been shooting is very much like, no, like if this is the only film I'm going to make, I got to make sure it's exactly the way that the vision of God, what God showed me.
So good.
And sometimes that takes a while, you know, sometimes the lighting's not right. Like, no, it's not a matter of like just being vain. I really feel like I just want to honor. And a lot of times you only get to make one film.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that it's the right story. And then I've done every single thing I can, because I know that the screenplay was inspired by God, but it's translating it into making, you know, it come across on screen, is making sure that that lives up to
the spirit of excellence,
the spirit,
that he requires for his kingdom.
And I find that, a lot of people are not willing to, you know, look at that and like, you know, cause like we've shot a lot and there's some stuff I'm going to reshoot just because that was good, but it can be better.
That's right.
As long as I feel that, I'm not going to like bring it to the world.
Yeah.
I want to feel like this is the best in my opinion.
You know what I heard today on the way here? Yeah. I was listening to a podcast by Alex Hormozi, and he was talking a lot about, you know, if it, like, for instance, you're reshooting it, right? It's not a loss, the reshooting. Like that was a step in order to get to the greatness level that you needed to have. So that like, don't be discouraged about the first draft or the first scene that didn't go well, because it all prepared you for the final product.
100%, you know? And that is something that happens all the time on bigger films. They reshoot stuff all the time. You know, Top Gun, they shot shot the volleyball scene a couple times. They all had to get back into shape.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
But it happens all the time. But
at
the level of what we're trying to do, it doesn't happen as often because you don't get the opportunity to. But I serve a God of unlimited resources and unlimited. So,
amen.
And the struggles that we have to go through are opposition of, you know, you know, spiritual warfare. There's been a lot of spiritual warfare when it comes to, you know, coming against the industry of trafficking. Mm-hmm. When it comes against Hollywood, you know, those mm-hmm. are two of the darkest industries in the yeah. world.
Let's talk about that.
I was going to say, I want to know more about that.
Yeah. I mean, right from the very beginning, we have had opposition from all sorts of different angles. Literally every union like out there was thrust upon us to try to shut, people literally tried to shut the movie down.
Like, okay.
Just kill it.
That's insane. Yeah. I want you to hold that thought because I really want to dive deep into that, but I want to go behind the veil because that is where we are just with our ODX community. We can't be censored. We can say what we want, speak completely freely. And I want to hear your like unfiltered, uncensored take on that opposition because it's something that we here face. Mm-hmm. We are very well aware of it. And I just want to be able to dive into that more. So if you're watching us on YouTube or anywhere else other than the ODX platform, you will not be privy to this conversation. So it is the perfect time for you to join and become a member at ODX.TV and come behind the veil with us. Any other announcements before we...
Yeah, I wanted to maybe throw a lob to my brother Ben here and how can people get involved into supporting this movie? Can you give people where they can go to check out more of the trailer, more information, as well as how to give?
Yeah, so we have a lot of people that have been like watching on podcasts. That's how we raised our entire budget, was just
amazing
podcasts on Rumble of people either donating or investing. And the donations piece, we're committed to have all the ROI on the percentage of our budget that is made out of donations going to fighting trafficking, you know, through your guys' organization. So
good.
And then we've had a lot of investors, and so those people are you know, usually bigger sums of investment. Wow. We have everyone that's involved is just amazing, just kingdom people that were just literally felt like a God told me to do this, you know? And so, yeah, people can go to dreamfilm.us and they can watch the trailer. They can see kind of more of the storyline, and then they can also either donate, you know, tax deductible donation, or, you know, email us if you guys are interested in investing.
That's so good. And I like how you say that word investing, because like you just said, when people are giving to this, it's allowing the movie to be made at a spirit of excellence that is required on it, and also do promotions, get the movie out there. And then all the proceeds, like you just said, are going into this ministry that's going to be helping rescue more kids out of human trafficking. Amen. So please partner with Ben and the Pauline brothers on getting this movie developed and made, and also share it around. Get the trailer out there. It's a beautiful trailer. It's a great trailer. Yes. It's something that makes your heart pound while watching it, and people are going to really like it. It went viral for a reason, so help us get it out there even further by sharing it with your tribe.
Yeah, thank you guys.
So good. Rebecca, anything else before
we sign
off?
It's funny how you say that, because I do have something. I feel like as you were talking, I was encouraged by those that are asking, how do I continue a dream, or how do I know this is what God's saying? The Lord gave me Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And when you were asking him, how did you start this? He said a big key word that Troy has been talking about, having a yes in your spirit. Mm. And all you said was yes.
Yeah.
And look at what has happened. So if you have been going through a time of ups and downs and you don't know what, the Lord just is wanting your yes. He's not wanting anything else. And Isaiah clearly declares that he is with you. He is with us. He's with you. And he's going to supply every need that you need for that dream to come
step out through. In faith.
So come I just want to encourage y'all. I just felt that in my spirit.
Yeah. And if that is moving on your heart and you're like, hey, I would really love someone to pray with me, but please feel free to call our number 877-413-0888. That's a 24-hour line where you can call in and get prayer. If maybe you just need some encouragement, we have an incredible, incredible staff of women that are literally there 24/7. And this is not some like outsourced call center. This is literally in the building next to where I'm sitting right now. And also if you feel it on your heart and you want to get involved in all that we're doing here, at Troy Brewer Ministries, you can call and donate over the phone, or you can go to odx.tv, click give, or you can mail the address on your screen. So thank you so much for watching, for partnering with us. And we are going to head right now behind the veil to hear more about the warfare and the opposition that has come against you thus far, but is not going to succeed in the creation of this dream film. So if you are on ODX and watching us there, stay right where you are. And if you're everywhere else, to all of those watching everywhere else, we will see you later.